Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. What a wonderful radio station this is, because it gives you the opportunity, you know, to grow, to learn, to expand, to communicate. And tonight's show is called How to Build Emotional Intimacy in Relationship. I want to write a book on this one because this is something that I've always noticed dealing with people. When I did marriage counseling for many years in my career, I've seen people connecting only at the level of the physical. You know, they all say, oh, we have such a chemistry, we have great sex, we are compatible because we connect physically. But what about emotionally? And then I try to develop an entire concept. I'm going to talk to you about this concept that I came up with, because the secret to a deep, purpose-driven life is not to perceive, but to feel. Life is not something to notice, to perceive, but life is something to feel. That's why when we go through life, what do we talk about? Our feelings being ignored, being frustrated, being committed, being in love, being, and we can go on and on, angry. Look at what's happening in the world. Everything that's happening in the world right now is a result of anger. It's a result of emotions. So being with somebody, so let's take this at the level of a relationship. We must feel what we do. Even becoming intimate is not just should not be that superficial. We should grasp the meaning of intimacy at every level. And this holds true, as I said, in relationship. We might be physically attracted to someone. We see somebody who like the way they look, but then we get disappointed when we go deeper. But only when we engage our emotion, we really connect with that person. And many times we think, well, I'm in love with that person, but it's a superficial way of feeling. So I have to go deep into what love is all about, and in which way we know understand our own love for that person. Because chemistry may be what brings two people together, but only emotional intimacy is what keeps them together. This is actually the glue of any loving bond. So when emotional intimacy is missing, two partners can live together physically, but they are not emotionally together. They are separately emotionally. When you are intimate with your partner on an emotional level, you feel his needs, his fears, his desire, like they are your own. Then you create that real bond. You know, the glue of a relationship is actually that emotional level, that emotional intimacy. Because you know what your partner needs, even before you get a chance to ask, you forge a mental and spiritual connection that withstands all tests of a relationship. So I remember I met my husband two days, I think, after I landed in America. And I came here, was in my 20s with a singing contract. And Probably was just fate, coincidence, pure luck, or destiny, or karma, call it what you want. But I married this man immediately, weeks later, and we remained together till my husband passed away from lung cancer. I believe what kept us together was sharing that extraordinary ability to feel each other at all times. And when we do that, then the physical chemistry, the physical attraction doesn't die a year or two or five later. So I think that we share that ability to feel. And he could detect exactly what I was doing or what was bothering me. And likewise, I knew what he was thinking before he even talked to me, before he even opened his mouth. So we maintain our relationship by being emotionally connected. And that's what I want to teach you tonight. And I came up with an entire, idea, concept, call it, I can think I want to write a book on this one. Because the magic of intimacy is the one that can be controlled by the soul. And I really believe that emotional intimacy is far more important in a relationship than the physical intimacy, because it reaches the soul. And I want to take I want your opinion. I want to take your calls to talk about what you think about this. And I put together all the so-called secrets, the steps that you need to take to create, to deepen, to maintain this emotional intimacy with the person you love, because I feel like this is the way you will grow in a relationship. And as the time goes by, this relationship will get better. We see couples that survive the test of time. Nancy and Ronald Reagan, we see couples that we know that were so, connected and loved with each other 40 years later, probably more than ever. And if you want to talk to me about this, if you feel you don't have that and you need some guidance how to create that in a relationship, if you don't really grasp the concept, if you want more explanation on this, I would be excited to talk to you. So call in the station at 202-570-7057, and Christopher, who's just an amazing person, will take your call and he will connect you with me. Before we go to the calls, because I know there's a lot of you online already kind of waiting, you know what I mean, to speak with me, I want you to think of everything I said, because it's so important to be able to communicate and to be able to express yourself and to let me know what exactly is missing in your relationship. And before I take your calls, I want to let you know that for the next 2-3 days, I will actually give you an opportunity to get a session for free if you buy one session. So it's like buy one, get one free. And also, I want you to know that I still have my course, The Love School, available. So in case you want to get my course, it's extremely easy. You go to carmenhara.com and you will put your email address, you subscribe to my email address, and then you will definitely be able to get the course. It's very simple, it's very easy, and as you know, this is all about simplifying your relationship, making your life easier and not to be confused and doubtful anymore if you are single or struggling to find a good partner, or if you are in a relationship that is not moving anywhere and you feel stuck and you want to rekindle the romance, the excitement. So I absolutely believe you will love, love, love this online course called The Love School that I put together for all of you. So go to carmenhara.com, put your email address, or click on the link. As you open the page, you see The Love School, you can click on Love School and put a discount of $20. So the course is gonna cost you $70, you know, the price of a coffee, a good sandwich, and a soup or something like that. But your course is yours. You actually can use it. You can actually play it a million times forever. It's yours. So And I do believe with all my heart that you're going to learn a lot from this course. Now, as I said, I have a lot of you online. And I want you to hold on, Rosemary, Koi, Catherine from Florida, Leilani, and all of you, my wonderful friends, waiting to speak with you. I'll be with you in exactly 1 second. And I want to tell you that I came up with this concept of emotional intimacy. I want to give you the secrets of emotional intimacy. But before that, I will go to your calls, and then we'll go back to the steps that you need to take to create that emotional connection with your partner. And if you don't have a partner, let's see why and how did it happen and how can we break through so that we make that possible in your life. I'm going to go to Rosemary from Ontario. Hi, my lovely Rosemary. Thank you so much for calling me, dear.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Excited to speak with you, my love.
Good. Great.
Good.
I feel like I'm in a pretty sweet spot. I am married. I feel like we mm-hmm. have the physical intimacy and the emotional intimacy.
Good.
It's a second marriage for both of us, and we've okay. been together seven years.
Okay.
So I guess my question is, I could see, I don't know if we need to spark, like rekindle a little bit though. Like, I don't know if you see that.
Yeah, I had that feeling when you were talking about him. I had the feeling that it's somewhere, it is very common, after 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you know, relationship becomes, you get used to each other. And I will explain you the medical mechanism that happens. You know, there is a hormone in the brain that is called dopamine. And dopamine yeah. goes down when we get, dopamine is also the hormone that excites us sexually, physically, makes us feel so in love and so connected. But as the dopamine drops, you know what I mean, our general excitement and our sexual energy drops. Things that people don't really know, never thought this way. But that's actually the way it happens. So consequently, absolutely every single relationship after a period of 5, 7 years, because of the drop in the dopamine in the brain, they lose the interest and they become so used to each other. So they need, as you say, that boost. You know, they need to work on rekindling this. And the way to do it is avoid being in the same environment. That's why people, to rekindle, they go on an island and they celebrate like the second honeymoon. They take trips together. They sometimes they change the appearance to become more appealing. Mm-hmm. They change the way they address to each other. So you create a shift in the presence, the perception, the way you handle things. You cook something different, not the same old that creates that plateau, you know, in which you get bored with each other because you wear the same clothes, your hair is always looking the same, you cook the same food, you stay in the same house. That's why changes are very necessary to bring that excitement. Artificial changes, like simply change the color of your hair, change your makeup, buy new clothes, lose some extra pounds, learn a new dance, come with excitement, bring something, mm-hmm. or get him excited about let's buy a new home, or let's buy a vacation home. Let's reinforce love. You know, reinforcing love is the way you speak with each other. Because it's never enough to say I love you, but the way you reinforce your love, by the way you take action, by the way you do something for him you haven't done in a very long time, or the things you did for him when you were in a honeymoon, you know? Complimenting him, uplifting him, speaking to him from the seat of your soul the way you probably haven't done it in a while, because probably you keep on repeating yourself and that makes it boring and, you know, mm-hmm. reaching a plateau. So break the habit of the daily routine. And pay attention to the body language, because emotion I always manifest it by physical gesture. Pay attention how he rolls his eyes, how he crosses his legs, how he places his hand. because every movement that he makes is just a reflection of something subconscious that he is expressing without consciously sometimes even being aware. So sometimes the way he handles himself in the gesture and in the body language is an indication that he's not at the level of the comfort, that something is bothering him, that there might be something that you don't even know what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So probably you never thought of the body language, but it's very relevant for you being able to interpret what may be going on with him. You know what I mean? And make the eye contact, You might want to sometimes we want to avoid to look in our significant other's life, you know, eyes, if he's maybe upset or he's bored or whatever, or he came from work and he's upset. But anytime you make eye contact, we used to say that the eyes are the windows of the soul, and the way you look at somebody, that empowers that person. I mean, the magicians, they trick you into all kinds of things is by looking in your eyes, you know? And they capture your attention. You probably never thought this way, but it's fascinating because eye contact are very intensely intimate, opening eye doors in the subconscious mind and bringing the energy back to the way it was, you know? And then address your intention, then address your words. And you know, the tone makes the music. Be very warm, very loving all the time. That's gonna warm his soul up. It's gonna make him, you know what I mean? Wanna respond to you. It's like waking up from a sleep, you know? Because what happens sometimes we become, as I said, so tired and bored of the same old, then the excitement, as I explained it to you, goes down. And when it goes down, you have a feeling that your relationship is actually falling apart or is not having the same quality. And engage in quality conversation with him. But not a lot of conversation. A good one and a transformative one in which the quality surpasses the quantity. It's not telling him a lot of stuff. It is saying something meaningful about the two of you, about the decision that you can make together, about opening a new business. Always bring something new. Don't let the relationship become old. You know, sprinkle all the time a little bit of the new, of the excitement, because that makes him immediately go back into those original feelings, because it's all about going back to what motivated the two of you to fall in love. What kept the two of you together? As much as you know, I got the emotional intimacy, but work on that more and more and more, you know? And it can be done. Yeah.
We will. That's great advice. And you said in the beginning the dopamine hormone, but how about estrogen and progesterone and testosterone? Are those are
so there's two types of hormones. So there are the hormones which are the catecholamine in the brain, that they play a role in the whole function of the body. And there comes the hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, that we all have that contribute to sexuality, that have to do with sex, there are two separate types of hormones. When you drop, when a man loses testosterone, he loses his sexual drive. You know what I mean? So I want you to be fully aware of that, you know?
Yes.
So sometimes men, I've seen men, I talk out of what I heard a lot from a lot of men talking to me as my patients, that they go and take testosterone pills or testosterone injection to boost their sexuality. But that's one aspect, you know? What I'm talking to is more about the emotional, the mental, the connection that can be done without, that works more on the mental hormones, you know, you work more on the dopamine hormone. The rest is estrogen, progesterone, and check on yours too. Make sure that your estrogen and testosterone is, and estrogen and progesterone is in balance, you know, very significant. Because if you both at that level, okay, do a yearly, you know what I mean, visit to your endocrinologist. to check that on you, because it happens constantly. Because of what the world went through, the pandemic, a lot of women become depressed. And the depression and all the hormones in the brain go down, the chemistry of the brain goes down, but affecting the chemistry of estrogen, progesterone, because there is a link of all these hormones at the day, at the end of the day. And a lot of people just wake up and they went through a trauma. This is a trauma for everybody, what we went through. As a result of a trauma, consequently, a lot of us can lose estrogen, progesterone, and can actually feel lousy, not interested in sex. A lot of marriages are falling apart as a result of what's happening in the world. We're not aware, but it's actually happening. Mm-hmm. So I hope... I gave you a little bit of an advice.
You sure
And I'm
going
to take a break. I love you. I need to take a
Thank
break.
Thank you. Thanks.
I love you, my sweetheart. Love you.
Thanks, Carmen. Awesome.
Okay, love you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio, my favorite station. I just want to let you know, guys, that something that we all know, people are constantly changing. We're not the same person we were last year. We're not the same person before the pandemic. We're not the same person from last August. Probably not even the same person from last month, not even last week. We are changing. We are changing. So we won't always be able to look in a mirror and see the changes. But sometimes it's even easier to overlook your partner's changes because you see him so often. But understand how your loved one is transforming and adapt to yourself is very significant. So in case of a physical change, make it known to your partner that you notice that, okay, he looks, his hairstyle is different, he lost weight. So it's very important that two people compliment each other, talking about emotional intimacy. But remain always ahead of changes by preparing for the next phase of your relationship and also strategizing how you'll pass through it side by side. Because, you know, a relationship is not easy. Getting married, being married for a very long time, you go through so many things together. And you should always ask yourself, is my relationship evolving or my relationship is only changing? That's a good question. A relationship should not only shift, but shift positively over time as both partners work to resolve outstanding issues. So you have to evolve in the same direction as your significant others in order to keep the intimacy alive, the physical and the emotional intimacy. And I'll go back to giving you a lot of advice, but I will take more of your calls. And the one that's next is Koi from New York. Hi, my lovely Koi. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you? Thank you
I'm
for taking
okay.
my call.
Absolutely. My greatest pleasure. That's why I'm here for.
Okay. I'm so happy you have this subject about emotional intimacy.
Really? Yeah. I love the subject. Yeah.
Yes.
It's something that people don't pay attention. You know,
I've seen,
I've worked with thousands and thousands of people in 30 years of doing this career, and I've seen how people don't pay attention to it. And when you talk to them about it, they said, oh, I've never thought this way. So it changes mm-hmm. the perception. So I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you. I haven't experienced emotional intimacy with anyone, and I feel like it's on both ends, from the males and from me, because I've
right.
never met anyone that I want, that I actually wanted to be intimate like that with. And, you know, I've talked to you about the man that I'm interested in, and Michael,
mm-hmm.
but I have to tell you that he seems to have pulled away. Like, it seems like he is, I feel fear from him, and I feel like he's scared of his own self. But I may be wrong, and I'll have you, you know, that's why I'm saying this to you.
This is exactly the theme I'm talking about. When somebody does this, they are incapable of that emotional connection. He likes you, he thinks you're great, but when it comes
yes.
to connecting with you, he's so afraid of those intense feelings that he chooses to run away. I've seen many cases of people doing this because of their inability, you know what I mean, to get involved into that emotional side. You know, it's not going beyond the attraction of liking a woman because they feel the connection, the physical connection. But you said, well, I haven't. And with this Michael, what you need before anything is that emotional connection to help
exactly.
him finally open up, finally release his feelings, finally be able to engage in communication, have with you a conversation, and not feel like you are just another woman in his life and nothing good is going to happen out of it. It's going to be a breakup. I suspect that he had some bad experiences. And
I'll confirm that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found out is that, because he and I used to work together. And
mm-hmm.
what I found out was he was going to retire in December, but
mm-hmm.
he was forced into retirement in September of last year. And
okay.
it was due to allegations of him kissing employees or, you know, bringing
mm-hmm.
them flowers and some of the,
okay.
You know, and asking them on dates. And telling them that they would have to keep it quiet. I guess it made it into the news, the local news. I didn't see
wow.
the local news. So this
wow.
happened in September. So he
oh, that is that explains
extremely
everything.
Hurt.
That explains everything. That explains it all, you know.
And then he comes
that explains
to me.
Everything. Yeah.
And we've
yeah.
known each other 14 years, or now going on
mm-hmm.
15, now it's 20. And he
right.
comes to me, we get along, it's great,
mm.
but I've noticed a difference, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not the type to chase anyone around to try and
right.
get them to like me. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's just not my thing. I don't chase anyone. I don't care if it's a friend or, you know, a romantic interest. Now,
of course.
I found out. Yeah.
Well, chasing doesn't work. It doesn't work to, you know what I mean? Those things in which you chase, in which you want to force somebody, in which you cross the line, that will never do anything good, you know? So
no.
Your behavior is absolutely normal. But now you process and you understand why is he responding the way he's responding. Because somebody who has something like this in the back of his head, what he's been going through, trying probably to date somebody and it turned into a disaster and put him in an embarrassing situation, he's super careful. And he also has issues of not knowing how to handle it, you know? He has issues.
But he also, I found out New Year's Eve, like around New Year's Eve, you know, New Year, that he's been going to another part of New York State that where he grew up. And I understand that he's talking to two other women there. So...
Yeah, but I can tell definitely that there's nothing serious in his life. And he does to those women in a way what he does to you. He's connecting superficially and then he vanishes, you know. So he doesn't really get anywhere because he doesn't actually reach a point of really having a relationship with somebody. So I wonder whether this is a pattern of behavior in which he's not really capable to take a relationship from the phase of knowing somebody, liking somebody, and really trying to communicate and engage into a more solid relationship, engage in a relationship, period. So I don't see him, my mind tells me in the last 5-7 years, this man was not capable to actually really date somebody.
You know, because he was married for issues. Like over 30 years.
Yes, but is he divorced? Okay, what kind of a marriage was that? Nobody knows. You know what I mean? Because probably he was married. That marriage was long time over. And I feel like in the last 5-7 years, the man, in essence, was not committed to that woman at all. I feel even their marriage ended up long time ago.
And he did say that.
They live in some kind of a compromise relationship with, he lived for her way longer because he compromised. People compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wrote this book that I recommend called Karma Quiz Guide to Relationship. I explain different type of behavior based on the type of a marriage that person or relationship or involvement in a relationship that person has. And one of the type of relationship that is very common is compromise. People compromise all the time. Sometimes even our parents, grandparents, they did compromise. They spent their life together, but they were never really in love. They just they were family, you know. They didn't have a relationship anymore. They shared the same house, the same bank account. It becomes a compromise. Feeling love 30 years later, that's beautiful. That's amazing. That's what we all want to experience. So 30 years this man being married, I think after a period of time that marriage came to end, they decide to you know, share the same home, whatever, and he started to look around and try to find someone else for himself. And here it became complicated because, hey, you're still married. On one side, you don't know if you're capable to love again. You have your own issues. He didn't know how to handle it. Look at the mistake that he did. So that explains the whole behavior he had towards you. That makes a lot of sense to me.
So should I just leave him alone? Because that's what I feel like I should leave him alone.
You left him alone. That's what you did. When was the last time you communicated with him?
Last week, I sent him a picture of the plant that he gave me in June to show him the growth. And all I got back was a thumbs up.
That was last week?
Yes.
So he's responding, but he's responding without giving you any sense. Let's wait 2-3 weeks. Don't do anything. Don't reach out to him. Let's see if he's going to reach out to you. I think he will. I think for this to work, the man needs to put order in his mind and in his entire belief about what he needs to. He has no structure. He has no idea what he's doing. That's my feeling. No idea what he's doing. Yeah. So that's why he's turning around in circle, trying to date different women, trying to engage, and then he drops it right away because it doesn't get him anywhere. You cannot be engaging in different relationship just like this without knowing where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'll
just leave him alone and let him.
Leave him alone and let's talk about him. Call any time on the show, but let's see what he does in a month if you don't reach out to him. I suspect okay. He will reach out to you. That's what I suspect. So let's leave it for now and let's see how where we're going from here. Okay, my lovely.
All right. Thank you,
call
darling.
Me anytime. Oh, I love you. Yes.
I signed up for your love school.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, you have to send me your address. I'll send you a gift for that.
Thank you so much.
Just send me your address in an email or in a text, then I'll send you a gift.
Thank you so much.
And I'm very grateful that you did. Okay, my love.
Yes,
I love you. I'll talk to you anytime you want. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to go to
so
Florida.
Love you.
I love you more. To Catherine from Florida. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Carmen. Happy New Year. How are you
doing? You too, my love. I'm great. You?
Pretty good.
Do you resonate to my topic? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Lots of good advice. Thank you so much.
Do you have any questions for me tonight?
Yes. Well, my husband and I were looking at moving, but we're, not on the same page with possibly where to go, and I didn't know if you had any.
I don't know if I have a feeling you're moving to the south.
Okay, well, we're actually looking at between central Florida and the west coast of Florida. And
Florida, I see. The west coast of Florida.
You
think
that's
where I see
it. Better than central? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's what you're going to love it. You love the people around. Did you try to go visit?
Yeah, we went to visit, and he wants to be closer to the water. I have, family and friends in central Florida, so.
Okay, that can be good too.
That we're not on the same page, but just trying to figure
out. He wants to be the central. Do you want to be on the west coast of Florida? Very nice over there, very nice.
Right, yeah, that's where, he wants to be closer to the water. So we're just trying to get on the same page, and I just, any advice.
I personally intuitively feel that will be very good for you, the west coast of Florida. Because what are you going to do? You're going to have a phenomenal place there. You're going to create tons of connection with new people. You can go and visit your family anytime you want. It's not going to be that far away.
Right.
But I feel like the quality of your life over there and the environment and the new connections coming, that when you move to a new, you change your luck. You change your...
That's right, the energy changes.
And I feel like so many... you need new people. I feel like you need new excitement, something like this. I feel like that's what you guys need.
Right. And do you feel more like a St. Pete area or a Sarasota area?
St. Pete,
okay.
I mean, either way will be good, but St. Pete is what comes to me, but I think you're going to love it there. The home you're going to have there, the surrounding, the water energy, you will feel like paradise. You said you could never make a better choice.
You're
tempted to go central because of the family, but I think the family you can visit, and you can plan it. And I think you have to think of the two of you, where you're going to live and the quality of your life and the kind of a home that you will afford and the environment, the new people that will come in. And I think that would be amazing.
That's what we were trying to work out between us.
But you will come in an agreement. Catherine, you will come. You will reach an agreement. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Yeah. And it's going to be relatively quickly. I don't think you're going to delay this for too much.
Right. Yeah. Do you see a timeline? Like early this year, middle?
Somewhere spring to April. I think that in that time you already make a decision, and I think the move can happen in the next 5-6 months, something like this. I don't think it will take you that long to the end of the year. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
But if you want to delay it and make it later, that's definitely okay. But
right.
I have a feeling that from now on, in the next number of weeks, you're going to come in agreement and you will make decision. I think you're going to find a home that is absolutely beautiful. And I think you should not lose the opportunity of getting that home.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because we just have so much to do to sell here, and you know.
You will sell it. You will sell it, and you will also find that it is going to be accomplished. It's going to be accomplished.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm dreading it. I'm absolutely dreading it.
Okay, my beautiful Catherine. Okay, call me anytime and let me know of your decision. I love you, Catherine. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to go to California, and then I'm going to go to Leilani. So you guys hold on the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back talking about emotional intimacy. How significant is that? And I'm going to take in a second, I'm going to go to California. And after that, I'm going to go to Leilani. So you guys hold on the line. But I want to tell you just briefly that the ego is the most destructive force in all relationship. It tears down the bond we have with our partner because it favors me, and neglects the we. For the sake of a relationship to progress, and for the sake of your love life, let your proud guard down. Take nothing personally. We always take things personally. Don't do that. Even if your partner does something wrong, that's obviously wrong. Please understand he might have his personal issues, something is bothering him, so realize that in a perfect world, everything would be fair play. But in a relationship, everything is compromise, sacrifice, endurance. So I want you to hold your partner close to your heart and let go of your ego in order to succeed, to create healthy and long-term relationship. That's very, very significant. And now I'm going to go to California to Mihaela. Hi, Mihaela.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. So good to talk to you. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was not on from the beginning because I forgot you are 3 hours ahead, but I'm here now.
Okay. You are here now. Sure.
My question is, I get involved in relationships, I think, a lot. I put a lot of emotion in it, and I don't look at the materialistic part of it at all. And yeah. I'm just putting the love, and I'm opening my heart.
Hopeless romantic, the hopeless romantic. Very typical. There's some individuals that have this archetype of, they fall in love with love, you know, with the idea of being in love. And then, you know, when you wake up to the reality that this person that you desperately want to be perfect and want to respond to your love is not what you think, as it's not what you want, then you get hurt. Did this happen to you?
Well, it did happen to me, but I tend to stay in a relationship longer than I should. I mean, how much someone should sacrifice for love?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you should not. I don't believe that the moment a relationship is going in the wrong direction and it's unbalanced, like only one gives and the other one doesn't care, there's no way repairing or fixing that. Then you know, the wisdom is don't struggle, don't hurt yourself through the process. Just have the strength to put an end to it, you know, and move on and rebuild your life, because you cannot, you know, you end up by suffering, and it becomes a very unfair situation. So
I hope I learned my lesson in that one. I recently mm-hmm. met someone that's also a very romantic, hopeless person. And
okay.
He's teasing me, telling me that, oh, I should be your romantic love coach, because, Miha, you don't know how to be romantic anymore. Coming mm-hmm. from a relationship that failed big time, I'm like,
right.
I don't trust it anymore. And he's like, you really don't see the romantic part of this? So mm-hmm. I wanna believe him. I had a person who didn't want to have a lifetime with me, and now I mm-hmm. met someone. One of my girlfriends said, where is this guy coming from? Where is he falling from the stars? Because he is very romantic. How do I learn to give him a chance and not be hard on him, you know? Because sometimes I feel like
So let me understand. Is this somebody new that you just met recently?
Yeah.
Okay. A month or two?
No, the past year.
In the past year, okay. Then you have to give him time. You have to work on creating exactly what I'm telling you, that emotional connection, not only the physical. Try to get to know this guy. What are his issues? What are his feelings? How does he express himself? What are his blockages? What is his past? What has happened to him? Where did he fail? Where did he win? So knowing him like an open book, then you know how to deal with him. And as I said, let your emotion on the side and work on the on the communication, on the mental connection with him. Create that, as I said, that intimacy at the level of your thoughts, at the level of your feeling. So, and then you can really make him adjust to you. And you can really create that harmonious and fulfilling relationship long terms. I actually feel very good about this person for you. It's just a matter of adjusting to each other and trying to understand each other. And as I said, let your ego down. Let your ego down. You know, don't think of you. Don't take it personally. If he says something.
I'm an Aries and I tend to be on top right now. I want it right now.
I know. It's good that you know that you're an Aries. And also you have to know, this is where I am. This is where my weakness is. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm going to overcome, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely going to work on this because I want to make this right. I want to make it happen. Do you really like him? Do you really like him?
Oh, I somehow connected with him above my wishes. Like, just out of nowhere, he appeared in my life in such a mm-hmm. romantic...
I think this is going to work. I really believe this is going to work. Don't let your own insecurities interfere. Don't let that block you. You know what I mean? Don't let that happen.
I believe him when he tells me that I need to relax and enjoy life.
Yeah, totally, totally. Because you come also from a place of being probably hurt at some point or being disappointed at some point. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I push too hard, you know, and I stay too long. I don't mm-hmm. know if I sense something that's not good for me, I don't dare to mm-hmm. say it. Even though I'm very straightforward, when it comes to my own love life, I am so weak. Mm-hmm.
No, tell yourself I'm not weak anymore. I learned my lesson. I know what I need to do. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to make this right. I'm going to work on controlling my feelings and let feelings come and go. Don't let feelings block you, because sometimes our own emotions are our worst enemies. And try to focus on the present with him, you know, and get to know him. My sense is you don't really know him enough well, or well enough, so that you can build the foundation properly. You know, see whether there is something in him that blocks him, what it is that it is. You know, I feel like there's some emotions also blocking him. Have you seen that? And don't let the relationship be stagnant. The relationship needs to move, needs to fly, needs to grow, needs to evolve.
Give one example of practical exercise to have it moving, or, you know, to influence. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What should we do? Because now we are so limited by not traveling and not being allowed to go anywhere.
Exactly. You know what I suggest? Call me again in a week or two, whenever you feel like you are knowing more, you're able to break through this, you're able to put this together. Call me back and let me know where you are in a little bit. And feel free to call all the time, because I want to guide you through this. And I'm absolutely confident that this is going to work for you, my love.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, my beautiful.
We'll keep in touch, and thank you so much for your
absolutely
for your
my job. Greatest pleasure, my love. And now I'm gonna go to Leilani, my beautiful friend Leilani. How my Leilani is doing?
Hola, guapa.
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Bien, más o menos depende del día.
So what's up with you, my lovely?
Well, I love this topic so much. I have such a deep
right.
love and respect for men.
Right.
And I've actually learned how to communicate with men and to be more silent and listen and to
mm-hmm.
look for those signs and to watch and just to let them talk. And I don't know, I'm still in this relationship with this man from Morocco, but it's definitely fading. And I just decided to have
What's up with him?
He's working a lot, and I think he's aged now 35, so he has pressure from his family. We're just, you know, we're just not meant to be together long term, but that's not why I called. I don't want to focus on that because I need to move again. And I'm realizing
you need to move. I feel a great move. I feel a new place that is so beautiful. It has a little bit of high ceiling, has French doors, a lot of vegetation around, beautiful flowers. The house is like a little bit on a hill. And I really like the energy of this place. Has hardwood floors. So I tell you exactly what comes to me, you know, what comes in my mind. So I really, really feel like this is going to be your biggest move, because of it's going to be so different from everything you've been experiencing. And I pick up a name like Bob Bryan. I don't know who's with this name that has something to do with this place. Is it that it's a realtor showing you, or is it somebody who owns the property? I also feel someone new is coming in your life. I mean, I feel, my Leilani, get ready for a lot of changes that are necessary, because you've been stuck for a while, and I want you to break through. I don't want you to be stuck. You know what I mean? This is really going to, this year is really going to open a lot of doors for you.
Wonderful.
Is
this move out of state? Am I leaving Colorado?
Are you ready to leave Colorado? That's a good question.
Yeah,
are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah.
I'm just
mm-hmm.
not
because
a winter person anymore. I'm just not winter person.
It doesn't have to be winter. Where can you go? You can go Florida. You can go Texas. You can go different places where the weather is very warm. You can go to eventually LA, you know. It depends.
I want to grow my own vegetables again and have gardens.
That is beautiful.
And share that with people. But I don't know how all this is going to work. That's the big question.
What do you mean? What? I don't understand what you mean.
Well, money, and I don't have a car.
Oh, no, you will be. I really believe that breaking through this moment in your life is so significant because you have like a, there's a new beginning that will bring you the money energy into your life again. I said okay. That you will, the place that you move, it also facilitate you that environment to get a different job. I do believe in your abilities, in your career, to help people, in your level of spirituality, and you should build something. I see you associating yourself with the center where people come for yoga, people come for seminars, and I see you having your own room there, having a lot of people coming to you as patient, client, whatever, you know, but you will build something very good, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is really going to work. Yeah.
I had something bad happen yesterday. I was attacked verbally at the bus stop with racial...
Ignore, if you can, all of this. You know what I mean? Ignore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ignore. Yeah, please. Yeah.
No, I don't feel safe riding the bus anymore.
Right. Ignore, for now, don't go on the bus, but ignore that abuse, you know, feel sorry for the person, forgive. It's all you can do, because otherwise you hold on to those negative emotions. That's going to affect you. We don't want that.
Is that my fault that happened?
Is that what the? I didn't hear you.
My fault?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You just got a very angry person, you know. People carry so much anger. People can be so mean, so cruel, and so angry. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to let you go, Leilani, and everybody listening. I'm so grateful that you listened to Emotional Intimacy with Dr. Carmen Hara. And please, I'll wait for you next week, same time. Please feel free to join me next week. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. God bless you and be safe and enjoy life. Life is beautiful. I love you.